Chelek Yudalid, Parshas Hazinu, Sicha Aleph, Shabbos Tshuva. In this week's Sicha, the Rebbe weaves together the Parsha, the Haftarah, and the time within which these are read, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and the particular and special Shabbos, Shabbos Tshuva. The Rebbe begins the Sicha quoting the first Pasuk in the Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu is warning Bnei Yisrael to uphold their covenant with God. And he says, Ha'azinu shamayim va'adabera, listen, O heavens, and I will speak. Vatishma ha'oretz imre fi, and let the earth hear the words of my mouth. Moshe, says Rashi, calls upon heaven and earth to be a witness to his warnings and his words. For long after he, Moshe, would be gone from this earth, the heavens and earth would be here to bear witness. The Sifri comments and explains the words Moshe uses when addressing the heaven and the earth, Ha'azinu and Tishma, to both mean to listen or to hear. But Ha'azinu indicates listening from near, and Vatishma indicates listening from a distance. Moshe begins with Ha'azinu because Moshe himself is close, so to speak, to the heavens, yet distant from the earth. And so when he calls upon the earth, he says, Vatishma, Vatishma being a term that indicates distance. Understanding that Moshe was closer to the heaven, more bound up, in Ruchnius, so he calls upon the heavens with a sense or term of nearness, is meant to serve as a lesson for us, too, to derive a personal lesson from this idea in Torah for each and every Jew. Every single Jewish soul has a portion of Moshe Rabbeinu in him. Moshe Rabbeinu is one of the Shivarayim, the seven shepherds of our nation, who lead us and continue to lead us, the souls of Israel, and form our inner essence. Years ago, I was guiding a group of Yeshiva University high school students on a cultural tour of Crown Heights. To their incredible mazel, the Rebbe was leaving 770 for the Eil just as we were walking past. I hastily lined them up alongside the Rebbe's car and watched in silent shock and amazement, observing this group of modern Orthodox young girls who had no known interest in seeing the Rebbe and not much understanding of what a Rebbe is, dissolve one by one into tears. As the Rebbe came out of 770, cast his holy gaze upon the group, got into the car, and continued to look upon the group, waving as the car pulled away. It was a quiet and subdued group, quite different to 10 minutes earlier, that I then shepherded into the then-new Levi Yitzchak Library for a Q&A session. Their first question, what just happened? And I explained that a Rebbe, a Rei Yisrael, is an Neshama Klolis, a general soul. And within this soul is reflected the souls of every single Jew of that generation. And so they just saw themselves, maybe for the first time. I explained as well, as the Rebbe explains here in this Sicha, that a portion of our souls is originally of the soul of the Neshama Klolis. And, returning to the Sicha, as the Rebbe says, with this portion of Moshe Rabbeinu within us, we are meant to be nearer to heaven as well. How is it really possible, though, asked the Rebbe, of every Jew to achieve this closeness to heaven? And how can it be demanded of every Jew to achieve this? The Rebbe expands on this and says, Parshas Hazinu, where we learn this idea that every Jew must achieve this state of being nearer to heaven, is bound up more tightly with the divine than with his earthiness, his physicality, is read usually on Shabbos Tshuva, in the 10 days of Tshuva during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. What is it that binds, asked the Rebbe, these two, Parshas Ha'azinu and Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Shabbos Tshuva, obviously called as such, because the essence of this Shabbos is the idea of return, and though indeed it is the Shabbos that comes in the middle of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, thus would be considered a Shabbos of Tshuva, the fact that it is specifically referred to as Shabbos Tshuva tells us that the Shabbos day itself has a unique aspect of Tshuva within it, even more than the days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva that precede and follow the Shabbos. In fact, the Shabbos, according to many sources, is actually called Shabbos Shuva, seemingly for the Haftarah read on this Shabbos, which begins with the words Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, return Israel to the Lord your God, and the pasuk continues, for you have stumbled in your sins. And this too, the fact that this Haftarah that speaks of the Navi Hosea calling upon the nation to do tshuva, points clearly to a direct connection between the day of Shabbos and the idea of tshuva. The Rebbe quotes the Maharil, a Talmudist of the late 1300s, who codified the customs of Ashkenazic Jews, who says that though throughout the year, with certain exceptions noted by different poskim, a child could be called upon to read the Haftarah, this Haftarah of Shabbos Shuva, Noyagin She'ein Na'ar Omer HaHaftarah Shuva Yisrael. The custom is that a child is not called upon to read this Haftarah. Because this Haftarah, unlike in the common situation, where the Haftarah has a particular connection to the Parsha, this Haftarah is read because it is a time of tshuva, and a child has no chiyuv in tshuva. A child is potter, absolved from mitzvah performance. For all these reasons, we understand that Shabbos Shuva isn't just because these words begin the Haftarah of the week, or even an association with a parsha, but specifically because this is a Shabbos of tshuva, connected to and bound up with the idea of tshuva, to return. So what is the unique connection of Shabbos and tshuva? The Alter Rebbe discusses the difference between the tshuva we do all year and the tshuva in the 10 days of return, Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Tshuva all year is a tshuva b'tzibur, a so to speak group return, a tshuva that manifests and reflects a repair in the Aveda, in the service of man, that incorporates the effort of all his 10 soul faculties, his, if you will, spiritual externals, the details of his relationship with God, the multitude aspects of him that are expressed in the performance of mitzvahs. The tshuva of Aseres Yemei Tshuva is a tshuva of the yechida in man, the very essence of one's connection with God, a tshuva that is not about the spiritual externals, so to speak, and the aspects or soul details, but a return from essence to essence. The idea of tzibur, the many aspects and soul powers, and yechida, the singular experience reflected in the unique spiritual mechanics of the divine service, are reflected in the unique spiritual mechanics of the divine service of the days of the week and Shabbos. The weekdays are a service that focuses on the 39 categories of work via which we refine the world in an effort to return it to holiness. Like the work of tshuva, it's about refining and elevating the varied facets of our spiritual composition, reconnecting the mundane, the physical, with the holy. Shabbos, the effort shifts, for work is forbidden. Man himself transcends worlds and division and fragmentation and the need for purification on this day. On Shabbos, one rises in holiness itself. These two forms of service reflect two levels of tshuva, a higher level of tshuva, tshuva ilah, and a lower level of tshuva, tshuva tata'a. Tshuva tata'a serves to reunite with God through rectification of one's sins, corresponding to tshuva b'tzibur, and is mirrored in the work of man during the week. Tshuva ilah reflects tshuva b'yichud and mirrors man's service on Shabbos, when the soul transcends the mundane and all division and cleaves to God. And thus, the tshuva of Shabbos tshuva, is loftier than the tshuva of the days that precede and follow it. In fact, each of the 7 days of the week of Aseres Yemei Tshuva reflect a day of the week of the weeks of the entire year past. Each day of these 7 days serves as a day of tshuva for each corresponding weekday of the past year. And so Sunday of Aseres Yemei Tshuva represents all the Sundays of the past year. And Monday is a day of tshuva for all the Mondays, and so on. Thus, though every day of Aseres Yemei Tshuva is a day of tshuva ilah, it is the tshuva of Shabbos that reflects the true essence of tshuva ilah, as the other days reflect weekdays and the weekday service. Returning now to the words of the Sifri that explain the word Ha'azinu to mean that Moshe was close to the heavens, we now understand this in connection to the idea of Shabbos Tshuva. These two levels of Oretz, earth, and Shamayim, heaven, as they are understood in the realm of man's soul, man's Oretz, and man's Shamayim, speak to the Koichos Pnimiyim, the soul's inner powers, and the soul's essence. The soul's diverse inner powers, enclosed within the body, are the Oretz, the earthboundness of man. The soul's essence is the transcendent level of man, the level of Yechida, unification with God, the Shamayim of man. And so the lower level of tshuva, the tshuva we said that is about the details, the individual soul powers, and the higher level of tshuva, the tshuva that reflects the Yechida, the essence of soul, can be understood as the Eretz and the Shamayim. So while an entire year we have the tshuva tata opportunity, during the 10 days of repentance, we have the tshuva ilah opportunity. For during these days, God is said to be near, to be found there where we seek him out. The pasuk says, Dirshu Hashem b'himatzei, kar'uhu b'yaseh karev. Seek God out where he is findable. Call to him when he is near. These days are heaven days, when it does indeed become possible for every Jew, no matter his status and struggle, to access the heavens. The day of Shabbos particularly raises this avodah of tshuva higher yet, affecting even the days before and after, for Shabbos is a day from which all days take blessing. Thus, creating the possibility for all these days to become days of true tshuva ilah.